Okay, so I've decided just to set this as a log. You can call it a blog. See the L-O-G is in blog, vlog. It's just a log. Your ship, your body's a body ship. So if you log your stuff, now the problem is, where do you store it? So I found a way to store it. So I bought a hard drive, probably 250 gigs, about 2 years ago. And I thought, I'll just plug this in and be done. I tried to set that thing up. I spent hours on it. I couldn't figure it out. So today I got home from work. This has been 2 years. I said, you know, I started to go buy a hard, you know, a little thumb drive, you know. I said, no, I've got that hard drive. And I just got to figure it out. I got to Google it or whatever. So I plugged it in. It worked. It recognized it. It was on the screen. It was there. And so I went into the Windows Advanced Settings, and it was registered as a pool, as a backup pool. So you have to change it, the settings, that it's not a pool drive, that it's an actual hard drive through the USB. Praise God. It took me 2 years, but I was racking my brain. Do I use cloud storage? What do I do? So what I decided to do is use external hard drive storage through the USB. So I bought that, and it's got 250 gigs. Once I fill it up, label it, put it to the side, go to the next. Because I'm going to fill it up fast. But also, create a file in that hard drive of stuff that's uploaded. And what I might even do is, once I get all my data on each disk, I could probably somehow make a copy of that if somebody wanted to ship the hard drive. I mean, it's going to take me some time, and it's worth a lot, you know. Or if they just wanted to pay me to make a copy of the external hard drive, or on a thumb drive or whatever, I just go get a thumb drive. They'd have to do the PayPal, and I just send them the whole thing. I mean, we're talking about extensive amount of information. I mean, huge, after 10 years of studying and researching and decoding. So that's the thing. I think that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'll probably do. That way it's on a hard drive. It's not in the cloud where they can delete. It's not on Google, they can delete. It's not dependent on anybody else, except it's in the hand of people. It's on a hard drive, a thumb drive, or whatever. So that is the deal, because this creation code, hidden in plain view, it has to stay out there in the public domain somehow. It has to stay out there. So I decided, and you know, that hard drive, that 250 gig hard drive, I could probably bought a thumb drive with that amount of gigabytes, probably. I don't know, haven't checked lately on the thumb drives. I don't know if it's cheaper to buy the thumb drive or buy the hard drive. But anyway, it's harder to configure the hard drive. The thumb drive, you just plug it in and it automatically does it. But now that I know how to configure it, that it goes to a pool, and you go to advanced options and to remove the disk from the pool, you know. I don't even know how I got to that. But anyway, it's possible. If I found it, I can find it again. Update logs. Yeah, am I still recording? Yeah. So I had a couple of emails come in today. You know, if people need to contact me, they can contact me at booksnc@yahoo.com. I need to you can probably contact me through, it'll probably go through booksnc@booksnc.com. I don't know if it's still forwarding or not, but I forward it. But or books, or you can do just books.media@yahoo.com. But anyway, I was talking to somebody today. Somebody asked me about the alphabets, certain letters, and I had just uploaded a video a couple hours before that. So I sent them the link. Somebody else was we were talking about how to study. And so when the Greeks studied, check this out. Let me put this on pause. Yeah, I'm in a drive-thru. So yeah, the Greeks would study. They would study the whole, then they would study the parts, and then go back to the whole. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. That's fine and dandy. You study the whole, you get a kind of an overview. You don't get the whole picture, but you study the parts, then you go back to study the whole, and then you should get a good picture of the whole and the parts combined. But that's not always how it works. So what you have to do is you have to go back again and study the parts and break it into parts more and more and go back to the whole, parts, whole, parts, whole. So you rinse and repeat. You rinse, you wash, and you repeat. Study the whole, study the parts, study the whole, study the parts. Study the whole, study the parts, study the whole, study the parts. And so what you're doing, rinse, repeat, and refine. You're refining the whole into parts. For real. It's really amazing stuff, people. And so the Bible says rightly divide the word of truth, so you can actually rightly divide 3D reality as well. And it's the same with anything. Learning to trade, learning any kind of trade, you know, same thing. Rinse, repeat, and refine. Rinse, repeat, and refine. Study the whole, study the parts, study the whole, repeat the process, and refine that process. That is how you do it, people. And it's hard to do it with the distractions of this world. I need to refine how I speak and make it more clearly and succinct. Because if I make it succinct and clearly, people will grasp it faster. And so you can look at every object or object lesson or word or everything inside this reality and see the truth. You can see the type and the anti-type. You can see the Christ and the Antichrist. You can see the flesh and the spirit. You can actually see the whole truth in the parts and the parts in the whole, which means... What I mean by that is when you take and you eat some sweet potato pie, you grab it in the middle, it tastes like you cut somebody a slice. You cut somebody a slice, that sweet potato pie, it tastes the same to them as it does you, right? If you just take the whole pie and taste the whole pie, it tastes the same as the parts. And so you can taste the whole in the parts and the parts in the whole. So when you look at Christ and his body, you see the same thing. Your body, you have a head and you have a body. You look at a corporation, they have a head and a body. You see Christ and his body encoded everywhere. You see it encoded in the sentence, the period at the end. You repeat, you cycle repeat. A woman has a period every 28 days, and there starts the repeat. At the beginning of the sentence, you have a capital letter, cap, captain of the ship. So the capitalized letter at the beginning goes back to the head, the capital. So Eve dropped us down into sin, so the blood of Jesus has to flow to cover. And the woman has to have the blood flow to have babies, right? And so that's what's happening. And I didn't get here overnight. I mean, I had to fast, meditate, pray, beg, borrow, steal. Because I stole some code from people. I'm not going to lie. And I stole some code from the dark side. But I didn't go to... I mean, you know, I had... When you stick your hand... I did steal some code from the dark side. But God revealed to me I didn't need them, you know. Because they were just a distraction. Gematria people, most of them are on the dark side. Not all of them, but most of them. And, you know, we all started out on the dark side, so I'm not going to beat anybody up because hopefully they'll get saved and get out of the dark side and go to the light, you know? And so I know certain channels listen to my channel because of what they say, and that's fine. They'll never acknowledge it, but I don't blame them. But that's good because I'm getting the information out there, and these... There's a lot of big channels that listen to what I'm saying. And that's fine. They make a lot of money off of it. I don't really care about making money. I mean, it'd be nice if I could. I don't really want to do it. I don't know if I'd even want to do this for a living. Because it's not really. I'm not doing this. I'm doing this to spread the truth, you know? Because if I tried to do it for a living, I'd get lazy. I'd actually take it for granted. I'd take it for granted, I think. So when I go to a job or do a regular job, I have to be like the common... Apostle Paul was a teacher. I have to be like the common man. Feel his or her pain. Work by the sweat of my brow, you know. It's fun, but the fact that I could work by the sweat of my brow and decode the universe by the grace of God, that means other people who have it easy, they should be able to do it too. But see, they don't. Listen, my personality is, I got to get this done while the opportunity's there. And so I had a 10-year opportunity of time to... I wasn't going to back down. I had some Jezebels and Delilahs try to slow me down, but I didn't back down. I got caught up with a couple of Delilahs, but, you know, it's all right. I got free. I got free. That was my mistake. I learned my lesson. God had discouraged me. Whew. But here, what was the object lesson? The object lesson was the whole system's trying to, you know, you're rubbing shoulders with in Babylon, and the whole system's trying to pull you down out of the spirit walk, into the flesh walk, the cares of this life. The object lessons are everywhere. Everywhere. Everything is an object lesson. Even your own body. Your hands, your thumb. Everything is an object lesson. Everything is coded back to the Bible because His word's forever settled in heaven, and the story and the script is what you're in every day as a repeat. And that's okay. Your clay body's in the repeat, but your spirit man's not in the repeat. You're just resting in Jesus by faith, you know? While you're down here, you might as well do something. That's why it's called the Book of Acts. You don't do it for a works-based salvation. You just do it because God's called you to do something, you know? Whatever it is. Everybody's got a different calling. So I'm going to log my progress. And I finally got the hard drive straightened up, so I've got a hard copy in the 3D land. I don't know. I don't even know about that. I mean, once you start filling up thumb drives, you know, you have to send them out to people so that they have a copy of it. So when you're dead and gone, and I want to do this really fast, as fast as I can, and send it out to at least 10 people who are going to spread it, you know. Need to send it out to some young people who are really interested in the code, because I'm gonna have a thumb drive that I can send out that reveals the whole thing. The whole shebang. Speaking of that, the Big Bang, shebang, the Big Bang, Jesus spoke it all into existence. The Word, the seed of the Word of God goes into the womb of your heart. Marriage is a type and shadow of the Big Bang. the seed from the man goes into the womb. There's a baby that's conceived, and then there's a reproduction, reproduce. So the middle of your body is the reproduction, and the heart and the mind, the two arm, the left and right arm, represents the red versus blue face-to-face division that is pushing you towards the center to stabilize you, that your heart and your mind and your soul is stabilized, and you do a reproduction of what Christ did at the cross, which is what? You take up your cross and follow Him. You learn to serve one another. You learn to wash feet, you know. That's what this whole thing's about. And you have to flip the world's ideology upside down, because you're here to serve, not to be served. The world wants you to serve them. Instead of, they think when they get a bunch of people serving them, they're going to be happy. But you're happier when you serve other people. That's a fact, Jack. It's been proven. I got a subscription from Psychology Today. When you're helping other people, I'm not sure that's in there, but when you're serving other people, you forget about yourself and you're happier. Whew, that's a mouthful over nothing. But it's not nothing. It's something.